Death from Above, Freeze Me auf Lux FM und ich hoffe, die Herren spielen es auch heute Abend. Und mein, was für ein Glück, dass Jesse und Sebastian da sind. Da kann ich sie gleich mal fragen. Hello, how you doing?
Hello,
good. How are you?
Are you playing that song tonight?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
I'm gonna hear it tonight. So good.
That's all we play now. We play it 10 times in a row.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll call it a day.
Yeah.
Works out well.
It's like that Jay-Z and Kanye song that we can't mention the title of that they just played over and over and over again.
Really?
Yeah.
Which song?
Like I said, I can't say the title. Yeah.
You can play it as long as you want because it's such a good song. But it would be cool if you play something from a new album as well or something else.
I believe we're playing mostly new album.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Heute Abend werden die Herren auf der Bühne stehen und zwar zusammen mit At The Drive-In werden sie spielen in der Columbia-Halle und sie werden nicht nur den Song spielen, obwohl sie gerade sich scherzhaft gesagt haben, dass sie nur diesen Song spielen werden, aber da wird natürlich was dabei sein vom neuen Album Outrage Is Now. So, how ragey are you guys?
In what sense?
In any sense.
Well, rage means different things. If raging can mean like partying a lot.
Okay, in a negative thing. In a negative way.
How outraged are we?
Hmm?
I don't know.
Not very.
No, I think isn't that sort of the part of the point of the record title is that we weren't outraged?
Yeah.
Weren't outraged enough?
Yeah.
Enough. Because it says, I'm out of rage. Maybe it's my age.
It could be.
Could be.
You know, after a certain amount of time. I was outraged through my 20s and then through my 30s and now I'm in my 40s and now it's just my glaucoma that's bothering me the most.
No, honestly though, it feels like sometimes there's a elaborate system in place to make people upset all the time. Maybe it's called the news. I don't know. But it feels like that emotion or that instinct or the impulse to be upset at something it's so constant that I started questioning why I was feeling that way. And it turns out that other people are making me feel this all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I start thinking, well, why is that? Is there a reason that does someone want me to be upset? Clearly they want me to be upset. And what is that reason? And so it's more of a self-awareness and then saying, well, maybe I shouldn't be upset all the time. Mm-hmm. And maybe that'll make me smarter and more critical. So, yeah.
Gosh, that was a good answer.
Yeah.
Some things warrant the emotion, but not everything. Mm-hmm. Unless you are a website that makes money off of people staying on the website. And then if you keep them engaged and upset and angry or scared or whatever
scared,
it is.
Yeah.
Scared, I think. Mm-hmm. And anger is usually a fear response, right?
Yeah. So. Genau. Also ich übersetze I translate for a second und zwar habe ich gerade gefragt, wie outraged die Herren sind heutzutage, weil in dem Titeltrack gibt es nämlich die Zeile I'm out of rage, maybe it's my age. Also vielleicht hängt es am Alter, dass man nicht mehr so wütend ist, aber drüber nachgedacht sollte es eigentlich bedeuten, dass sie auf dem neuen Album das ein bisschen verarbeiten, dass die Menschheit schon sehr in Zorn und in Wut gehalten wird. Sebastian meinte gerade, dass es vielleicht die News sind, die einen so ein bisschen immer auf Spannung halten und auch Angst verbreiten. Und vielleicht ist es ja auf einer gewissen Art und Weise so gewollt. Und mit dem neuen Album haben sie da so ein bisschen damit gearbeitet und verarbeitet natürlich, wie man mit der Wut heutzutage umgeht. So guys, what can we expect tonight? I mean, when was the last time you've been here in Germany?
To play?
Oh,
well, we played in Hamburg not too long ago.
Okay.
At the Reeperbahn Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the last time we played in Berlin was, I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jesse? Are you busy shopping for a jacket online while we're doing this interview?
eBay.
You have an entire day to do that kind of stuff.
No, eBay just told me that in 2 hours, the item might be gone.
This interview will be done in like 4 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were we here? We were here last year.
It's okay.
Were we here? I don't know. You take...
No, we were either. I'm sorry.
Last year, maybe? Or 2 years ago?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It might have been two. No, you know, it has been 2 years since we played Berlin, but we've definitely been here since. We played Hamburg last year.
I already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You can shop. You can shout what
I'm
you want to do.
I'm not going to shop anymore.
Listen, thank you. Let the grown-ups do their work.
I've been shamed.
And you buy your little toys.
Can I just play with the dog?
Also es war schon eine Zeit lang her, seit wir in Berlin waren. Heute Abend stehen wir auf der Bühne. Wer beim Reeperbahn-Festival war, könnte Death From Above gesehen haben. Warum sie jetzt das 1979 aus ihrem Namen entfernt haben, da sprechen wir gleich drüber. You stay here, you can shop, and we listen to one song from your album. Death From Above, all I see. It's you and me. Here on Flux FM. Nice.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Diese eben gehörten Herren, also hört ihr auch jetzt gerade hier am Telefon, am Mikrofon, wollte ich schon sagen. Death From Above sind heute da, Sebastian und Jesse. Hi, again.
Hi.
Hi.
Again.
Hi. Maybe for some of our listeners, it's new. For me, it was new that you quitted the 1979.
Yes, we got what rid of the 97.
79 thing. Why you did that?
Why? Long ago, our band was started. It was called Death From Above. And then right before our first album was supposed to come out, we got a panicked call saying, we have to change the name. There's someone might be upset about it. So we added 1979. Because Seb had just got it tattooed on his arm, and we figured, why not? And then a couple of years ago, Sebastian and I were having drinks in Mexico City, and he said, let's just not use it anymore and see what happens. And we agreed, and then we stopped putting it on merchandise. We stopped putting it on show posters, and no one said anything. So we just thought, all right, I guess we're cool. It's
we
fine.
We did like two tours without it, and no one said anything.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then when we went to make our new record... We just kept not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly everyone noticed at that point.
Well, also when you're putting out a record, you know, people are looking for interesting things to talk about other than just, oh, a new record. So they're like, oh, let's talk about this specific thing here.
Maybe that's why I'm so eager to discuss it. Hello.
No, but the thing is, I thought it could be pretty hard to like change a little thing like that, because on your website it's still written on Spotify, it's still saying
it's not
that.
Going anywhere. Well, in hindsight, I'm grateful for the fact that we had to add it, because on the internet it's good to have a very unique set of names. I noticed so many new artists have names that are spelled strange, and I realized that is a reaction to the internet, because if your name is something that's very common and someone goes to search for it, well, you're just...
That's right. Also ich habe jetzt gerade mal gefragt, warum das 1979 jetzt nicht mehr hinter dem Namen steht. Und ganz am Anfang wurde es ihnen sozusagen verboten, weil das irgendwie geschützt war. Und dann mussten sie einen Zusatz finden zu dem Namen Death From Above. Das haben sie dann in dem Zuge gemacht. Jetzt, als sie das vorletzte Album aufgenommen haben, haben sie sich gedacht, so als sie bei ein paar Drinks saßen, hey, wollen wir das eigentlich noch benutzen? Nope, lassen wir es einfach weg. Und seitdem schleicht sich sozusagen dieses 1979 schleicht sich so ein bisschen aus dem Namen. So, what can we expect tonight at the show? Are you looking forward? It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big room.
Yeah,
it's gonna be cool. We played last night, was a lot of fun.
Yes,
in
Wiesbaden.
Yeah, it was fun. Man, Germans guys love that rock music.
Yes,
that's cool, because they don't like it in North America anymore. So it's fun to come over here.
Really? Is it that?
It's.
Look at it this way. You know, the mainstream. What's more mainstream than the Olympics? The Olympics had a little boy walk out and sing the Olympic song with auto-tune.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know? I didn't know. I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There was one act. There was a young woman. Oh, I think her name is Ciel or Sia or something, and she did like a sexy... She did this... very like kind of dance hall-y like pop number, all with autotune, and then she did this kind of sexy humping gesture, and then she put her hand in front of her mouth like, ooh, did I do that? And then they brought out this little boy to sing a song, and it was just total autotune.
So
it's
awful.
Crazy.
All right,
okay, that's hard.
When are you gonna do that? When are you gonna be a sexy dancing
using
little boy?
I already feel like that's what I am in my own mind. That's how I think about myself. I think of myself as a coquettish South Korean pop star.
Wow. Please. Yeah. Okay, also was ihr heute Abend auf jeden Fall nicht erwarten könnt.
Try translating that. I can't wait to hear how this turns out.
I don't translate that. Okay, was wir heute Abend nicht erwarten können. Autotune auf jeden Fall. Und in Nordamerika mögen die Menschen heutzutage nicht mehr so gern Rockmusik und hier in Deutschland schon. Wiesbaden ist gestern völlig ausgeflippt und heute wahrscheinlich in Berlin auch. I guess they're going crazy without Autotune as well here in Berlin tonight. So, yeah. You guys, you brought some tickets. Let's put them out to the listeners.
Okay.
Anrufen jetzt.
Anrufen jetzt.
Jetzt. 030 2000 9000. Wenn ihr heute Abend dabei sein wollt bei Death From Above, die unter anderem auf der Bühne stehen werden mit At The Drive-In, dann bitte einfach kurz anrufen. Wir schreiben euch auf die Gästeliste. And you guys, have fun tonight.
Thanks. Also, The Butcherette are playing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have a band from Mexico, a band from Canada, and a band from America all playing together. So North America is playing tonight.
Yeah.
United. Together. On stage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Have fun tonight. Thank we're going to listen to one song of your new record, I guess. Caught Up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I like this groovy.
Good. See ya. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for humoring us.
Yes.
Dankeschön.
Welcome.